Hey, what's going on? You know who it is. It is Bruce Jordan, the Michael Jordan of Hotel. Today, we're going to be talking about leadership and the new book, Victor Simmons is in the house. And thank you for joining us for another podcast on Best Hotel Books, where we interview the best hotel authors for books that are written by true hoteliers. How's everything going?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. Hey, you know what? I've done maybe 7 or 8 podcasts. This is the first time I've been in person. This is so cool. This is nice.
I could have sworn you did a podcast with Russell.
Right? Yeah, but he was in California and I was here in Florida.
Okay.
This is the first time I've been in the studio. This is a big deal for me, man.
Yeah, this is the clubhouse. It's not too bad. It comes out pretty good. So the first question I always ask is, how did you get started in this business?
Wow, how did I get started? My first job was a dishwasher in restaurants. And so I started out, I just walked in looking to see if they had a job, and I got hired as a dishwasher.
Wow, wow. What made you start to progress towards leadership? I guess, of course, you probably didn't want to be a dishwasher forever. I probably would have made more money as a dishwasher right about now.
Probably not. I was in college. I was a business ad major at the time. And I went down to college with my girlfriend, despite my dad telling me not to. And she broke up. And a few weeks later, she was pregnant.
She broke up with you?
Broke up with me. And then I get a call a few weeks later, she's pregnant.
And
my dad told me not to go down there, right? So now I have this plan. He was in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And so I call him, Dad, you're right. I got her pregnant. But I got a plan. I'm going to join the Air Force. And he actually talked me out of it.
Wow.
He had this illustrious career in the Air Force. And he said, finish college. I was going to San Diego State at the time. And he said, finish college first. Then if you want, you can go in. And I thought about, okay, now what am I going to do? And I thought about all the jobs that I had leading up to this. And my plan was to get my degree in business, but likely be in hotels. And so I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Russell, mm-hmm. who was at another school. And he was changing his major from CIS, Computer Information Systems, into hospitality. Oh, wow. And so he was transferring to Cal Poly Pomona that had the hospitality program. And I transferred there. And the rest is history. I was back in the desert working at another hotel. And then once I graduated, I just continued at the hotel I was working at.
So you never joined the Air Force?
Never joined. And I was initially... The Air Force used to run the hotels that were on base. Mm. But by the time I graduated, they were phasing out and giving that to civilians.
Okay.
Civilian management contracts. And so I didn't see the need to do that. And again, I was working at this hotel. I'd been there maybe 3-4 years at the time that I graduated, and I got a management position there. So I ended up deciding, hey, this is for me. This is it. I just love it.
So your father talked you out of a VA loan.
he talked me out of the VA loan, the GI Bill, which would have helped out with those student loans that I had. But
yeah, because it's usually the other way around. Like you go to the military to get the student loans.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, that was a new one. That was a new one. So what inspired you to write this book?
You know, there was this guy named Bruce Jordan. I don't know if you know him, but he knew about my father and what he had done in the Air Force. And he thought we should write this book. And I had said that, you know, my dad was working on it, but when he passed away, the idea sort of died with him. And that was it. That was the end of that conversation. And then, what was it? Maybe 2 years later, we run into each other. Mm-hmm. And Bruce would not let me go, people. He would not let me go on this. He was hounding me about writing a book. And I decided, listen, if I'm going to write a book, I want to tell my dad's story. And I want to talk about my family legacy, which I do. And as I was doing that, I realized that there are so many lessons that I learned from my family and being on a championship football team, which is how I lead people. And I felt like this was something that I could share with the world and it would help folks, because it's what I've been talking about in my entire career about how to take care of how to take care of your teams.
What is like the number one thing that your father taught you about leadership? Just give a little information about your father, because a lot of people don't know who your father was. Yeah. So that probably will help out.
Yeah. Well, I'll go deeper, because there's a method behind this. I'll go all the way back to my great grandfather, mm-hmm. Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons was a sharecropper by day and a moonshiner by night. And that's really what paid the bills on the farm, was the moonshining business.
Wow.
First start of, you know, beverage, right?
That's right.
His son, Willie Fate Simmons, my grandfather, he held three jobs for over 30 years. He was a cook in the Navy Reserve. He was a waiter in room service at a hotel in Akron, Ohio. And he was the head maitre d' at the executive lounge at Firestone Tires. He held all three of those jobs for 30 years. And then on less than an eighth grade education, he started a very successful catering business. Get the theme going on?
Yeah.
And then here comes Lee Simmons, my father. And Lee Simmons was the first Black steward on Air Force One. He did a couple of Kennedy missions, and then he was officially assigned because he was in the right place at the right time, had the right training, and he got assigned with Johnson all the way up through Ford. And then he ended up going on to work for President Ford. He was retired from the Air Force. Ford asked him to retire and come work for him mm-hmm. as his staff assistant. And so those are things that I picked up from Bill Simmons, which is just, you know, you get out there and you just work and work and work.
That's right.
And then Willie Fate, which was this guy, again, he not only did he start this catering business, but he taught himself Spanish and French off of those old record players. He taught himself French and Spanish. And his thing was, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. Mm-hmm. And so I've always taken that in how I interact with folks. Even when they might get on my last nerve, I think about that. And then my dad was just always calm under pressure. Mm-hmm. And he was always, again, being ready, making sure that you know what you're supposed to do and that you're in the right place at the right time. And so I took all of those things and built my leadership style around that.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing. Tell us about the book. What are we going to get when we read it?
Well, those components are there. And I would add, I was on a high school, going back a lot of years, but I was on a championship football team. Mm-hmm. And so we won our games, about three or four of our games, we won in the final seconds. And then in the championship game, we were down 20-0. When we started the fourth quarter, and went on to win 21-20.
Wow.
And so you can't tell me no in the workplace. If you come to me and say, oh, we can't do it, I feel it in my bones. That just doesn't work for me. And I have found a way to be able to get things done when it seems impossible. Sometimes that drives the teams that work for me a little batty, because you know, when they come to me and say, oh, we can't do this, I'm like, bet. We're going to figure this out. So all of that is what I've taken in the book is you need to be able to be very authentic. You need to make sure that you have a high level of courage, and you got to be resolving your convictions. And if you can put those three things together, you're usually going to be able to win the day.
Nice. What are like the top three mistakes you see that most of us make with leadership, and how will the book address those issues?
Yeah, I've seen this all throughout my career. It is exactly the title of my book. It's when people think that their title is going to get them what they need, and they use their title to be able to will their team to take care of whatever it is. And when you draw the line in the sand with your position, you've already lost. So I say, if you utilize your influence, mm-hmm. if you coach, if you're a coach, and you utilize your influence. And again, you have a lot of conviction behind that. I think you're gonna be much more successful as a leader, as opposed to saying, "Do this because I said so." The other thing that I found is that even as, say, a director of HR, you know, I was a director of front office. I was a director of HR before I got to vice president level. Mm-hmm. But even as a director, there are people on your team or in your hotel that will not absolutely not tell you certain things because of that title. And then there are people that will absolutely tell you certain things because you're a director, which is not helpful. That doesn't help you get the things that you need done. And so I like to stripe and move that away, mm-hmm. strip away the title, particularly when I got to VP level. People, when I would go visit a hotel, people are running around with their hair on fire because the VP is coming to visit. And I hate that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would always get ahead of that. And I would tell my team, listen, I would tell them in advance, I'm coming out in 4 weeks. I know you're going to be running around with your hair on fire. You know, they go up and inspect the room. And I know you got to do those things. But listen, it's me. Do not worry about those kind of things. What I'm more concerned about is that you have the leaders lined up that I want to be able to meet with, that you have the staff lined up that I want to be able to meet with, that the room is ready for the meetings we're going to have or the training we're going to do or whatever that thing, or files that I'm going to audit. I'm more concerned about having those things so that we can have good conversations as opposed to making sure my room is clean and making sure it's ready before I arrive and that people say the certain thing. Don't do any of that.
So what's the most important thing inside this book that readers really need to know?
It doesn't matter where you are in the organization. Doesn't matter where you are in the community. You can become a leader. If you instill the things that I put in the book, you can be a leader no matter what your title is. You can be able to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do if you put these tenets in place, regardless of where you are.
Yeah, because for a lot of new leaders and first-time leaders, they tend to lead the way that they seen that their boss had led or a previous supervisor had led. And that may have worked at that particular location, but it may not carry forward to the next location.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's not authentic if you're using someone else's style. Oftentimes what happens, and the other thing that happens a lot, is you take a front desk agent, has the gift of gab, they're great with customers, mm-hmm. and then what do we do? Poof, you're a leader.
Yeah.
But we didn't give them the skill sets to be able to motivate, coach, lead, and inspire folks to be able to get things in and do the things that you're asking them to do. There's a certain way that you have to be able to do that.
And engage with people, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. All while doing the schedules, all while doing inventory, all while doing whatever the owners have asked you to do. It's a lot of pressure. So it's a lot that you have to take into account.
Yeah, the worst thing I've seen is when you're doing everything that the owner asks you to do, none of it works. And then they want to fire you. I'm like, you should be firing yourself because I just did everything you told me to do.
Yeah, yeah. We could have
all this because you told me to do it.
Yeah. We have a whole other podcast on ownership and what ownership is asking to have done. We could talk about GMs who are in the middle of ownership and the company trying to get things done, right? We could do a whole segment on that.
I think Steve Jobs said it best, is the worst thing you do is hire a very intelligent person and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They're there because they know what to do.
Right.
And you don't.
Let them do it. Yeah.
So where can everybody get the book?
You know what? I love saying this. I just said this. I was on a show yesterday. You can get this book anywhere books are sold. I can't believe I'm saying that. So yes, it's on Barnes & Noble. It's out there. You know, wherever you normally buy your book.
Nice, nice. You can also order your copy on besthotelbooks.com.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be one of our new arrivals, and it's going to be right on the front page for you to check out.
Awesome.
How can everybody get in touch with you?
You can find me on LinkedIn is probably the best location, but I'm also on Instagram. I'm everywhere, man. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Fanbase. I'm on Blue Sky. You can go to Victorious Endeavors Consulting.com And you'll be able to find whatever you need right there.
Yeah, because you do a lot of speaking engagements as well.
I do. In fact, I'm leaving Saturday for Palm Springs. I'm doing a training session in the morning on March 3rd. And then I'm launching the book that evening at the same hotel. I'm training at the Palm Springs Riviera, that leadership team there. And then that evening, we're going to have a book launch.
Nice, nice. Well, you heard it first. Listen, thank you for joining us for another episode. This is Bruce Jordan of Michael Jordan Hotels signing out.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bruce Jordan, the Hotel Revenue Expert. I just want to take a quick second to thank you for watching this video. If you could just do us a big favor and just subscribe to the channel. We have a lot more videos like this, more information, great information about hotels. I'm also the author of the Hotel Revenue Bible. You can get that book on hotelrevenuebible.com. And we are here to answer all your questions. So if you have any questions, just shoot us a quick text at 321-321-2002. That's 321-321-2002. And you can book a revenue call. Go to hotelrevenuecall.com and we can answer any and all your questions. Just make an appointment with me. You'll do one-on-one with me. You'll be able to do one-on-one with me and we could go ahead and get all your questions answered and see if you have any revenue issues that needs to be resolved. Talk to you soon. Thank you again. Hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate you.